Hello, my friends. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the Coffee Talk podcast. It's been a hot minute since I've done any. I missed it a lot, you guys, and I miss how it affects in our daily lives. Usually I talk about adulting series all the time, but this time I want to talk about something more like cosmic, more like interesting topic.
So brew yourself a cup of coffee, green tea, matcha, iced coffee, whatever you like to drink as a beverage. And let's move on to this beautiful coffee talks. So for this part of adulting series, I'm going to talk about something we usually don't look very seriously to this matter, I would say. I mean, come on, it's just when we grow up, it's like so easy for us to like do this, do that, and etc. We just all wanted to grow. We just want to go ahead in our life, in our career, or anything that what we do when we grow up. It's like a weird kind of a rush that goes all around. And the same thing exactly did happen with me. I was rushing too much, I would say, that like I was stressing, rushing in the way where I know that it's not really good for me in general, as per my mental health especially. So I've been doing some soul searching, some time for taking a break actually. And like I say all the time, it's just not easy to adult yourself all by yourself, because like you think it's easy because come on, you just have to pay the bills and earn enough money to survive and take care of your family. It's like more than that. Things are more deeper, intense, and maybe more very, 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 very stressful than that. And I know that you guys can resonate with me. That what kind of a work culture lifestyle we're having currently as of now, with all the pandemic and everything, the world has changed their ways of living and their mentality around their themselves and their surroundings, which is very intense. Like it's just not like something that can be forgotten, I would say, that even after 1,000 years. So yeah, it's very important to understand that being a grown up requires a lot of mental strength, because as a grown up you can just not go out and do random things. Like you're gonna get judged, and I believe that it's like somehow it stops you for being you, and you kind of lost your true identity in all this growing up process, which is like very disastrous, I would say, because like once you know, get away from your own existence, your own identity, you can just not love the world around you, people, the nature, your surrounding. You cannot understand them. You will not have a compassion for people or nature in general, all your surroundings. And somehow it's going to create a lot of surround you. Important to understand that being an adult and adulting yourself, mental health plays a very, very, very important role. Being an introvert actually gives me a lot of privilege to reflect on my thoughts and, like, in general, understanding people around me, how their mental health works and how they're stable and not stable. Which is totally fine, because, like, I know that I've been through places and I've been through times where I know that it was so stressing. Mentally, it was so exhausting that I couldn't just, you know, I felt like I wouldn't be able to survive anymore. So what I think is, like, very important for you to give yourself enough time to reflect on your own thoughts and just to, like, check where they're going, because I know being sometimes alone kind of kills you, because, like, this weird anxiety coming out, oh my god, I'm alone and what I'm gonna do, I don't have any friends, what to do in general. But, like, sometimes it's important to be in that place, you know, in that position of life where you can actually think. People might say it's overthinking, but I would say it's a very good thing, because, like, it helps you to understand that how your brain works and how you exactly play around your thoughts in general and how you can control them. And it's just like a TV, and you can control it. And for controlling it, you have to turn on the TV. And when you turn on the TV, there's a lot of information out there. So it's going to just bump right into your face. So you're going to have to understand, take your time, and actually give a proper placement to every thought. Like, okay, I don't need this thought because it's stressing me out. Then you kind of have to know the reason first. You know, a lot of thoughts are stressing, but they have no sense at all. I mean, they're just there. Just for you to make anxious. Or there are some thoughts which are stressful, but they are, like, logically they are good because, like, it tells you the reality. Like, girl, come on. You've been away from the reality and you've been not taking care. Maybe it's going to be anything related to your real life, your work, your career, your finance, your relationship, and your relationship to yourself. So I think sometimes stressful thoughts just give you a good slap on face. Like, okay, you need to be real, okay? And in general, what I've been doing from past few months is that, like, I'm trying to be happy, not like pretending to be happy, but, like, every single day I'm waking up and I'm like, okay, I got this coffee and I'm so grateful for it. Like, I got this favorite music of mine. I get to watch my favorite videos, shows, movies, and I'm so grateful. Like, this is the kind of time I want in my life. Just to, even though after a few years, if I just go back down to my memory lane, I would be not stressing out of myself, like, or kill myself with the embarrassment in general. Like, I would say, like, oh my god, that was a beautiful time that I had that years ago, or maybe the month ago or a week ago. Maybe it could be related to a specific person or me time in general, because I live alone, so me time is just one of those time that I'm like, it's just me all I need. And in general, like, it's important to give yourself that space in your life, even though you live alone, so you don't have people around you in general, but still you kind of need to set the boundaries where, you know, even though I live alone, I'm not getting disturbed by any other being, but still, I need this, like, time of my day where I don't think about work, I don't think about anything. I'm just, like, chilling. Like, I don't care about anything.
I'm just like having the best moment of my life.
So all in all, it's like very important sometimes to be alone and actually live with your own thoughts and see where your day going. It's okay to be alone sometimes. It's just you're giving yourself enough space to reflect on yourself, basically. And that's a very good thing. So pretty much, yeah, that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys listening to this and really actually thinking about it, giving yourself enough time and not being around with everyone all the time. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye.